Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. I know this is all over the world. You know, I love this, but this is all about the main thing. I am an entertainer. I always have been for many years. So it's my music. I do so much, you know. And I know I talked about stuff that I, you know, concerned about. I'm very much aware of everything. It's about just trying to keep things at a perspective that is for you to know and to relate to. Now, I know I talk about all kinds of stuff on the internet, but, you know, I'm not just a singer or a songwriter, and that's what my main thing is. I'm also a communicator. I love to talk, you know. My dream when I was young, I wanted to be, you know, the lead singer of a band. Still my dream, but, you know, lead singer, you know, singer, but also communicate. Be on stage with a microphone, just not just sing, but talk, and just talk about things and then sing. And that's what I am, you know, like Paul Stanley, you know, or, you know, Robert Plant or any, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I have released music and I've done it for so long. And I have done that, you know, in a way that I didn't anticipate, you know, doing podcasts and, you know, because my friend said, oh, he thinks I should be a DJ, you know. But the truth is I was a DJ in a Hollywood radio station a long time ago. I was DJing because they thought I could be good at it. But I came out to Hollywood, as I told you, to be a singer, songwriter, musician. And, you know, I'm a jack of all trades. And I love to create. Being a jack of all trades means, and my curiosity and my mind, I have so much curiosity, not just sing, but that's the reason why I got into singing in the first place, because I have so much curiosity. So what I'm trying to say is, if you heard anything in the past podcast that you're concerned about, you shouldn't be. It's just I'm the entertainer, but while it is true, you can ask me questions about it, as I said before. If you have any concerns about what I say or what I'm doing on my podcast or my music, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. I've always said that. Everything I say is legal, is no harm. And while it's a good, important topic to talk about, because what I say in these podcasts, I'm pretty sure some people can relate to who listen to me. And I will continue to go on to different topics about different subjects because I'm so curious and I have a mind intellect. And as you know, I am a doctor. Yeah, I do have a doctorate degree. So, but still, my mind is, you know, I like to think. But I'm pretty much an entertainer. And I'm an artist. I've always been. So the creator is me. So if you have any questions, please contact me. As Dove Knight wanted to say, here I am. Here's me, my music, and I. I know I say things, you know, it's just, you know, I'm into all kinds of subjects. But it's part of the the process of creative self-expression. That's my karma. That's my destiny. And I'm glad to talk to you about it. What I wanted to say is that while I've been talking about all this stuff about, if I talk about those subjects about harassment, if I talk about astrology, or if I talk about politics, philosophy, it's all good. I always say when I do talk about anything related or serious topics, it is very truthful from my point of view, but I also will say, I try to be careful. I never say the person's name, usually. I make it a street or something because to protect myself from any legal situation. And again, defamation is a concern. But defamation is not, because it is true. Everything I said about my music is true. What I should have been also talking to you about is I did release a single. The single was on my podcast. It's not on if you look on my Spotify, you look at my podcast. So those as well. It's not on there, but it is released. So I wanted to let you listen to it. It's, if you look on Spotify and you look at Dove Knight Artists, Dove Knight Artists, I'm a small little singer, I'm just aspiring, trying to a little label, but still, I'm glad I got to that point, because there were many years where I just was simply didn't have no label or nothing. So I'm glad to be to expose to the world for these last 8 or 10 years, and especially being when I it was ironic because somebody near me said I should do podcasts. And I thought, podcasts? Because they knew I had so much to say. So that's what I became. And I've written books about my music. Check out my books, is it online about Dove Knight songs, Dove Knight singer-songwriter. The singing, I love to sing. I use a variety of vocal arrangements how I sing, because I can sing really low and then I can go up to a high range and then I can, but I will describe how I am in the studio. Because the situation is with, from what I recorded, I was working with someone else, a co-songwriter, and the money situation. I didn't have no big label, okay? It's out of my pocket. I paid for those demos out of my pocket. What I did is pay out of my pocket, and then I put it on these little labels, and they promote it. I didn't have no big label to help, backing, so I didn't have enough time to showcase my voice. So because of so many hours in the studio, especially with the rock music, it's so long, my voice is lower, so I get very tired. It's, working, because my experience in the studio is I start off with putting the music together, which is pretty much how, the whole song, the music together with this person and the lyrics, the words. It's like hours of doing that. The voice comes at the end and I'm probably tired. So I don't probably... Sometimes some of my demos, I sound really good, sound like clear. But wherever I come out of me, comes out of me. So usually, but I have a good voice. And but I enjoy making music. It's so joyful. I love singing. Being part of it is that I discovered that, singing is great. Being a star, But there's so much more to that. It's like the songwriting is behind the scenes. It's like putting the song together for me to sing it. So I have to write these words for to sing it. And then I have to put, down the tracks or what instrument goes and arrange. And then I have to go here. But it's so much fun, the creative side of making music is so great. And that's why I came to Hollywood. Because I wanted to do it for a living. And it's still my dream after all these years, Yes, I'm on the label, but still aspire. I'm an aspiring singer, songwriter, musician, and professional. Still hanging in there. Here's the new song where, now these songs I wrote by myself. I wrote on the keyboard. It was great to do. I just, you know, I thank my friend for letting me, he gave me this keyboard, and I was like, okay, and I didn't touch it, and then I just said, okay, let me go play, and I just started writing all these songs on the keyboard. And I wrote like 20 songs within a 2-year period. Well, actually, I wrote more, but, you know, I wrote so many songs, you know. And then I just put them together, and I had to arrange it, then I had to put the words, and then lead it to the keyboard and the drums. And here's the new song. I hope you like it. It's called I Do Love You. And I Do Love You was already released on the keyboard. It's an electronic keyboard that I use. Fortunately, something happened to my electronic keyboard, so I'm using a different keyboard. And I want my Hollywood dreams to come true, because it's about going for the dream. Here it is. It's released.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Night.
Hi, you guys. I'm going to do another performance of I Do Love You. You know, the song that I released on Legacy Songs to Me On. I'm going to do this song just for you.
you know, I played a lot of it, okay? You heard I Do Love You. And listen to What My Hollywood Dream Come True. It's out there for you to enjoy. It's on Spotify, Deezer, everywhere for you to enjoy. It was on Twitter, wasn't it? Again, I'm very sorry if I, you know, my music is so important, so that's what I am. If you have any questions about my music or interested in my music, please contact me at DubNeedsLove22, Twitter at DubNeedsLove22, yahoo.com. And, you know, I love to talk about things. Again, that was on the horizon. It would probably be more shows live with songs that I've made, new songs. I will say, you probably noticed that I don't use a microphone. I use the microphone in the studio. I do have a microphone here. I have been on where I had a microphone, electronic microphone. It's so loud, so I'm going to look for that microphone. Go to my website. Okay. I have a website that you can go to. It is DoveKnight at GoDaddies.com. You can see all my videos. You can see what I've done in the past all these years. Because I really have been out the last 6-7 years of making music, really. No, I say 2014. Okay. Some of you, if you can get a hold of it, because I can't get a hold of it. I had a MTV online site. It was, I talked about what I'm saying now. It's on. It's like describing me for coming from Buffalo, New York. It was a, and it's some videos on there. I can't get access to it. I don't know if it's on there. It probably isn't. But you can see my DoveKnight Vivo. But go to my website at DoveKnight. GoDaddysites.com. You'll see that. You'll see the videos. You even see the one on YouTube where I was in the gown dancing and I was dressed as DoveKnight. I want to talk about that because I thank you for all the views that were on there. That's been out for a long time ago. That was actually with a movie, my friend's friend movie. Don't tell me, I don't want to talk about that movie, okay? I mean, that's how I feel about it. Yeah. Well, I do, but, you know, I was, you know, doing one of my songs forever at the time, and you probably can't see me. You see the sunglasses, you see a long gown, you see the black hat glitter. It represents what I probably will be on stage in some ways like that. I won't look completely like that. The black gown, the black gloves will represent the dark, the night. N-I-G-H-T, my name. I have so much, if you can see a white makeup on my face, that's the night, the white. Makeup, I don't know if I had lipstick, I don't know, but I didn't, so that's what I would like. So that would be the DoveKnight, you know, I'd be just singing, dancing, and then I fall over, having a good time. That was part of connected to a movie. So you'll see that on DoveKnight at GoDaddysites. Now I have books about my songs and people probably still question where I'm going to perform. Unfortunately, through COVID, I did not perform. I perform online, so I'll perform online for you. I did perform in so many places. There was a performance I was supposed to do recently that was not, that did not happen. Because of a transportation problem. So, unfortunately, I couldn't get there. I'm going to periodically perform, and I'm sorry if you didn't see me over in West Hollywood or places, because I've done it too so many times before. Maybe you might see a tape of me on stage at Coconut or Whiskey, if they have any back tapes in the 90s, or oh, I'm sorry, the early the century, or 2000, I don't know, 2003, 2008. I performed so many. I paid my dues. I was on compilations. So I've done so much. I will try to perform as much as I can. I was already talking to Whiskey Go-Go about performing, but it hasn't panned out. I'm so sorry, but when I perform, I'll try to let you know, so you can see me, but I don't have a band. I haven't had a band in a long time. I had so many bands in the past, and I just did not find the right band. There was a band where I was with all these guys in the band, and they just did not want to go to the next level, and I did. So I was the vocalist, so that's how it was, you know, 12 years. I talked about that, the 14 years of struggle and can't find the right band. I was like, Well, anyway, I was, doing so much, and I always would be an artist. Would I make a new demo for a new artist? I don't know. I think that the last album, Legacy Songs and Beyond Goodbye for Now, may be my last album. It probably is. I released so much. I think I released so much that people probably said, this album. Yeah, there's enough albums, I think, enough singles. There will be books about my music. There will be performances, hopefully live on my podcast or somewhere. Hopefully I can get out there to sing. I didn't find the right band. I don't know if people will. But I'm going to still be there, you know, that dream, be an artist. So I'm sorry if you're concerned about that. But go to Death Knight at GoDaddySites.com. You'll see everything, all the videos, the Vivo videos, just the Vivo videos. You'll have access to all the music that's out there, Amazon, etc. And thank you for listening. And to all those who oppose, I'm so sorry, but thank you very much for listening. And I will be back again soon. Good day, good night. From Death Knight, BMI Songwriters, Musician. If you want to know if I've written these songs, go to BMI.com. You'll see songwriter, composer, Dove Knight, and you'll see me or another, and you'll see all these songs. Just check out the songs that I release, and you'll see my name next to it on the BMI website. BMI is a major song licensing organization. As you know, a lot of aspiring and very successful songwriters. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson have accounts with BMI. But they're at the top. Those are big stars. I'm just another songwriter, you know. It's amazing, you know. But I've been with BMI for a very long time. Very, very long time. I've been with them at a time where I got rejected by so many labels, as I said. And the only thing that gave me a chance was BMI, and I did not go to BMI. BMI came to me. I wonder if it was the guy I worked with at the time, or it was somewhere else. I mean, I had that whole story about I was on Sunset Boulevard, and it was true. I was putting these posters up with this name, my name at the time, and people were looking at me like I was crazy. You know, I was at the risk down there on Sunset Boulevard right next to the Roxy and the Rainbow, and then there was a Whiskey Go-Go, and I was putting all these posters up to try to get, you know, find a band and all blah, blah, blah. And nobody contacted me because I was putting all these posters up. And I even put them on Hollywood Boulevard. I was so brave. Still am and right for doing that. And no one contacted me except BMI. So that was nice to know. Anyway, it was nice to be at least eligible to be someone who wanted me as a songwriter. It wasn't mean that I was going to be known as a songwriter. It's just that, you know, I written a song. I did a demo. So I didn't know the business of when I did these first demos, these rock demos and pop demos, I didn't know nothing about the business side. The copyright, the publishing, I didn't know. I do know how to get to the record label, but the record labels didn't want me. So to be a licensed registered songwriter. And I've been with them for a very long time, but it's a good thing, you know. I don't know, we'll see. I'm also with ASCAP, and I do have two publishing companies that I run. I own now with the music. So if you have anything about these songs, contact me, because I could work with anybody. I didn't know nothing at the time, now I do. And I love making music. You can ask Abby, you'll see Dove Night Songs, Inc. And I'll be back with that and more topics. I am Dove Night singer, songwriter, communicator. You know, I'm still out there. You know, I'm a nice guy. You know, I am. I'm telling you the truth. I am. I am. Honestly. I am, you know, I am not a sucker bitch. I am very much who I am. Very down to earth. Very nice. And I mean it. I mean it too. Well, I'll talk to you later. Good day. Good night from the night.